Today's shiur will be in the Sichta Avodazara, Daf Samach Aleph. We will start from the top of the Amud, from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Hametayev, Yeinoy Shalai V'tichovim. If someone works with the wine of a goy, prepares the wine of a goy, but he wants to make it in such a way that Yidin should be able to use it, so the Yid works on it, and he works on it in such a way that it shouldn't turn the wine into Yainet. But if he works on it, the nois may be shusay, but he leaves the wine in the rishus, in the possession, in the domain of the goy. But if it is bebayis apesuch lerushus rabbit, it's in a house which is open to the street, open to the public domain. Be'ir sheyesh bo'ev tikechovim v'yisraelim, and it's a city where goyim and yidin live, which means that yidin also live in the city, muta, then the wine is permitted, because we don't suspect that the goy touched the wine, even though he left the wine in the reshus of the goy. But nevertheless, since it is open to the reshus harabim, and it's a place where Yidden also live, we assume that the goy probably would be afraid to touch the wine, because he won't know, maybe at the time he will be touching the wine, a Yid will pass by and see it, and the mela, none of the Yidden in the city will buy the wine, because this one Yid who will see it will tell everybody else that the goy touched it, and the mela he will lose the business. So we assume that the goy probably is afraid to do it, and therefore the wine is mut. But if it is the Ir Shekula, if it's a city that all the people that live there are goyim, also then the wine is forbidden, even if it is open to the street, because who will pass by? Only goyim. So the goy that owns the wine will not be afraid to touch it. Or as the Bachas Geiris, until, unless, he sits and watches it, or he appoints a guard to watch it. So then, even if it's a city that only goyim live there, if there is somebody watching the wine that the goy doesn't touch it, then the wine is muter. And the Mishnah explains, the shomer, the guard, doesn't have to sit there constantly and watch it. Even if he just goes out and in, it is allowed. If the shomer walks in and out, and the guy doesn't know when he's going to come, so then it is muter, even if he doesn't sit there the whole time to watch that the guy doesn't touch it. Says that all the domains of goyim is one, and the Gemara later on will explain what Reb Shimon ben Elazar meant, whether he meant to say that even if it was left not in the reshus of the owner of the wine, but in the reshus of another goy, it has the same deen, because the reshus of the goyim are all one. Or the Gemara will say later that maybe Reb Shimon ben Elazar came to say just the opposite, that only if it was left in the reshus of the owner, that's when it's aser. But if it's left in the reshus of another guy, then it's muter. And the words of Reb Shimon ben Elazar should be read that he is saying reshus of the kechavim achasi is the reshus of all going one. In other words, only in the reshus of the owner it is oser, but in the reshus of another guy it wouldn't be oser. And the Gemara will explain later the reason for both ways of learning the words of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Then the Mishnah continues, Hametaher yeinoy shalei tekechavim v'noyis nebishusay. If a Yid is trying to prepare the wine of a goy in a way that it should be toyer and kosher, and he leaves it in the reshus of the goy, and the goy writes to him, I received from you the money for the wine, which means that now the wine is owned by the Yid, even though the Yid did not pay him for the wine yet. But he gives them a shtar, a document where he says, I received the wine for the money for the wine. The mail of the wine now belongs to the Yid. The Yid still owes the money, because the Yid never paid him yet. So he owes him the amount of money that he was supposed to pay for the wine. But we don't consider it that he owes him the money for the wine, because for the wine itself he wrote that it's as if he received it. So he owes him a debt, but the wine belongs to the Yid. So the deen is that this wine is muter, is allowed. But if the case would be that if the Yid would want to take the wine out of the reshus of the goy wouldn't let him, unless he pays him, which means that even though he wrote to him it's as if you paid me, but if he actually would want to take the wine out of the reshus of the goy wouldn't let him. This actually happened in Beishon, and the reason is, since the goy feels that the wine is his, he keeps the wine as a mashkin for the debt, even though he doesn't owe him the money for the wine, because he wrote that he received the money for it. But nevertheless, he does owe him money. And if the goy would not let him take the wine out of the reshus, which means the goy holds the wine as a mashkin, and therefore it's considered as if it's the goy's, and the goy would not be afraid to touch it, because after all, he feels that it's his wine, and therefore we don't trust the goy, and this wine would be awesome. Now, after we finish both cases of the Mishnah, we see like this, that in the Mishnah, the first case tells us one way the wine could be mutter, and the second part of the Mishnah tells us another way the wine could be mutter. In the first part of the Mishnah, it says that the wine is mutter if it is in the Reshus of a Goy, which is open to the Reshus Arabim, and it's a city where Yidden also live. And the second case of the Mishnah says it's mutter if the Goy writes to the Yid Ashtar that he's kabalti mimcho amoy, that he received the money from him. So then it's mutter. So Rashi explains that these are not two separate ways the wine could be mutter, but you must have both conditions. Yet in the first part of the Mishnah, where it says that if the Reshus of the Goy is open to the Reshus Arabim where Yidden pass by, it's mutter, but that is only if the Goy also wrote to the Yid that it's as if he received the money for the wine. Which means the heter of the second part of the Mishnah, of the Sefer, must be also in the Reisha. And the same is the Reisha concerning the Sefer. That in the second part of the Mishnah, where we learn that if he writes to him, that it's as if I received the money for the wine, it's mutter, but it's only if it's in the Reshus of the Goy, which is open to the Reshus Arabim, where Yidden pass by. In other words, what Rashi is really saying, that you have to have both conditions in order for the wine to be mutter. First of all, it's not allowed to belong to the Goy. And therefore, the Goy must write to the Yid as if you paid me for it. And also, the second condition, it must be in the Reshus of the Goy that's open to the Reshus Arabim where Yidden might pass by. If you have both conditions together, then the wine is mutter. So in the Reisha, where it just mentions the fact that it has to be open to the Reshus Arabim, we have to add that this is only if he wrote in Ashtar is Kabalti Mimcha Moed. And the Sefer, where it just mentions the Heter, that he writes to the Shtar, it's Kabbalti Mimcha Moed, it's only if it was open to the Reshus Arabim. But then there is a question concerning a third condition, that maybe you should have a third condition, which is mentioned later on in the Gemara. And that is that the Yid should have to hold the Misteach V'choysen B'yodei. The key and the seal should be in the hands of the Yid. And Rashi here on the Mishnah says that the case of the Mishnah is talking even if he is not holding the key and the seal. As long as you have the other two conditions, that he writes to him that I received the money for the wine, and it's in the Reshus of the Goy, which is open to the Reshus Rabin where Yidden pass by, it is enough to make the wine mutter, and he doesn't have to hold the Mesteach V'choysen. And even though later on in the Gemara it does mention that you have to hold the key and the seal, so Tosfos explains that according to Rashi, there it is talking in a case where there are no Yidden in that city. And therefore, the fact that it's open to the Reshus Rabim doesn't help. So therefore, then it's mutter only if he is holding the seal and the key. But in our Mishnah, where it says that it's mutter if it is open to the Reshus Rabim where Yidden live, so in a case like that, we don't have to have that the Mefteach and Choysen B'yodei, that the Yid should have to hold the key and the seal. But Tosfos asks many kashas on Rashi, and Tosfos learns the pshat in the Mishnah different. That the Mishnah is talking dafki in a case where he is holding the Mefteach v'choysen. He doesn't have the key and the seal. And Tosfos learns that the two parts of the Mishnah, the Reisha and the Seif, are not connected. Which means that when it says in the Reisha that it's mutter because it's in the Reshus of the Goy, which is open to the Reshus Arabim, where Yidden pass by, it doesn't mean that it's also in a case where he wrote to him, Iskabalti Mimcha Moed. In the Sefer where it says that he wrote to him, Iskabalti Mimcha Moed, so there, it doesn't have to be open to the Reshus Arabim. And the reason why it's enough, if it is open to the Reshus Arabim without the Goy writing to him his Kabbalti Mimcha Moed, is because the Yid has the Mefteach V'choysen. Since the Yid has the key and the seal, and it is also open to the Reshus Arabim, so we're not afraid the Goy is going to tamper with the wine, and therefore it's mutter. And also in the Sefer, when it says that he wrote to him his Kabbalti Mimcha Moed, there it means even if it's not open to the Reshus Arabim. But as long as he writes to him, I receive the money from you, and it's not the Goy's anymore. And the Yid has the Mefteach V'choysen, so therefore it is mutter, even if it's not open to the Reshus Arabim where Yidden are. So it comes out that the machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether the Reisha and the Seifa are connected, which means the Seifa is mefarish the pshat and the Reisha, or the Seifa and the Reisha are not connected, as two separate conditions, two separate reasons why the wine is mutter. According to Rashi, the Seifa comes to explain the Reisha, which means that the only time it's mutter is if it has both conditions, as we said before. If it's open to the Reshus Arabim where Yidden pass by, plus the Goy wrote to him, I received your money, only on its mutter. And the reason why it's mutter only if you have these two conditions, because according to Rashi, we're talking here in a case where the Yid does not have the key and the seal to the wine. But according to Tosfos, it's talking in a case where the Yid does have the key and the seal, and that's why one of the two conditions are enough. Or if it is open to the Reshus Arabim where Yidden pass by, or if the Goy writes to the Yid, I received the money for the wine from you, and the Mele, it is not the Goy's wine anymore, and that's why it is mutter. And Tosfos says that this is the way it was written in the original Ksavim, the way Rashi wrote it. It is only in the Madura Basra, when Rashi rewrote this Pirush, that's when Rashi changed and said that the Mishnah is talking in a case where the Mefteach HaChosam is not in the hands of the Yid. But originally, Rashi himself wrote that the Mishnah is talking in a case where the Mefteach HaChosam is B'Yad Yisrael. And the truth is that in the earlier daf, when the Gemara quoted this Mishnah, Rashi said clearly there that the Mishnah is talking in a case where the key or the seal is in the hands of the Yisrael. Now, on one hand, it seems that there's a contradiction in the way Rashi learns here and the way Rashi learned the same Mishnah when it was brought down in the earlier daf. But the Bach in the earlier daf explained that there is no contradiction in Rashi, and both things are true. He learned that according to Rashi, when it says in the Sefer that if the guy wrote to him, I received the money for the wine, it is mutter, so Rashi learns that there are two ways that we could learn the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah meant both ways. The Mishnah meant that in addition to this din, that the guy has to write to him that I received the money for the wine and it's not the guy's wine anymore, you have to have another condition in order to make the wine mutter. Or, if it is open to the Rosh HaSarabim, or even if it's not open to the Rosh HaSarabim, if the Yid has the seal or the key, then it is also mutter. So it comes out that what Rashi said earlier in the previous daf and what Rashi says here is no contradiction. The way Rashi says here, he is saying, and it says in the second part of the Mishnah, that if the Goy writes that he received the money, it's mutter. So Rashi adds that this is only if it's open to the Rosh HaSarabim. It is true that if it is open to the Rosh HaSarabim and the Goy writes, I received the money, that is enough to make it mutter. And in a case like this, the Yid doesn't have to hold the key or the seal. But it is also true that if the Yid is holding the key or the seal, then it doesn't have to be open to the Rosh HaSarabim. And that's what Rashi wrote in the previous daf. So it comes out that the Reisha and the Sefer are connected and are not connected. The Sefer is an explanation to the Reisha, which means that in the case where it's open to the Rosh HaSarabim, you also must have the condition that the Goy should write to the Yid, I receive the money. But on the other hand, the Sefer is also telling us a separate din, that if he writes to him, I receive the money, it doesn't necessarily have to be open to the Rosh HaSarabim. There is another way it could be mutter, if the Yid is holding the Mefteach HaChosam. So in the previous daf, Rashi explained the Mishnah this way, that if the Yid is holding the Mefteach and the Chosam, then if he writes to him, I received the money, it is mutter. In this daf, when Rashi explains the Mishnah, he explains the other part, the other inyan that the Mishnah means. That if it is open to the Rosh HaSarabim, and the guy writes, I received the money from you, it is enough, and you don't have to have the Yid hold the key or the Chosam. But there is no contradiction between the two Rashis, the Bach explains, because according to Rashi, both things are true. But this is just the way the Bach explains. But the Rishonim learn Pshat in Rashi that there is a contradiction in Rashi, or that Rashi himself wasn't clear what is the Pshat in the Mishnah. And as we find in the Ran, that the Ran explains what forced Rashi to write the way he writes in our Mishnah here, that we're talking in a case where he is not holding the key. And the Ran explains it as follows. Since the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about holding the key or the seal, obviously the Mishnah means that he is not holding the key or the seal. Now, if so, this seems to contradict what it says later on in the Gemara. Because later on, the Gemara brings a braise where it says, Echad alikeach v'echad asoicher bayis v'chatzere sholev tichovim, whether you buy or you rent a house in the yard of a goy and you fill it up with wine, and the Yid lives in a different chotzer, the Yid doesn't live there. The wine is mutter only if the Yid has the key or the chosam in his hand. So from there we see that even if it's a Yid wine, and even if it's laying in the house in the Rishus Meyuchet special for the Yid, because he rented that Rishus from the Goy, nevertheless, as long as the Yid doesn't live in that Rishus, the wine is usher unless he holds the key or the chosam. Now this seems to contradict the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah it says in the Sefer that if he writes to him, and I receive the money, which means all it does is that it makes the wine that it belongs to the Yid. And there it says it's mutter, but in the Braisa it says that even if it's originally the Yid's wine, but as long as it's in a chotzer where a Yid doesn't live, it is usher unless the Yid has the seal or the key. And in the Mishnah it seems that as long as it's the Yid's wine, we don't care that it is in the Rishus of the Goy, and you don't even have to have that the Yid should hold the Mefteach or the Chosam. And as we see it in the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So this forces Rashi to learn that the Sefer is really in connection to the Reisa. That if the Goy would just write, I received the money for the wine, it will not be enough for the wine to be mutter. Because then you would have to have the Yid hold the key or the seal, as it says in the Braisa. Therefore, we learn that the Sefer means that he is also open to the Rosh Hashanah where Yidden pass by. So when you have these two conditions, that's when it's mutter, and that's why it doesn't contradict this Braise, because the Braise is talking in the case where it is not open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Yid does not live together with the Goy and the Chater there, and that's why the only way it's Mutter is if the Yid has the Mefteach and the Chosen. But in the Mishnah, where we say that the Sefer is in connection to the Reisha, that it is open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Yidin pass by, then, as long as the Goy writes, I receive the money, it's enough for the wine to be Mutter, even if he doesn't have the Mefteach and the Chosen. This is the way that Ran explains what forces Rashi to learn the way he does, that we're talking in the case where the Mefteach is not in the hand of the Yid, and that the Sefer is an interpretation, explanation to the Reisha. It's connected to the Reisha. But the Ran himself says that really Rashi wasn't clear in it, as we see in the previous daf, that Rashi writes that we're talking in the case where the Mefteach and the Chosim is in the hands of the Yid. But it is very hard to say that, the Ran says, because in the Mishnah it's not mentioned. So how can we say that the Mishnah means that the Mefteach and the Chosim are in the hands of the Yid? And Bechlau, the Ran asked the Kasha and Rashi. And according to Rashi, that the Reisha and the Sefer are connected, why did the Mishnah make it into two cases? Why didn't the Mishnah make one case out of it? Should have said, Amatai, Yidin Shalakum, if a Yid wants to make wine of a goy to be kosher, that Yidin should be able to buy it, then it has to be open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where Yidin passed by, and the goy has to write to him that I received the money for the wine, and then it's mutter. So we would know that if you have both conditions, it's mutter. Why did the Mishnah write it in two separate cases? First, the Mishnah writes that if it's open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where Yidin passed by, it's mutter. And then another case, that if the goy writes to him, is kabalti mimcho, that I received the money, it is also mutter. Is mashma that are two separate cases. Now we can't just say simply that they're two separate cases, and as the Ran learns, the mefteach and the chosim is not in the hands of the Yid, because then it would contradict the Braisa. If we're going to learn that way, it comes out of the Sefer saying that even if the mefteach is not in the hands of the Yid, and it is not open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as long as the goy writes, I receive the money, it is mutter. Which means because as long as it belongs to the Yid, the wine belongs to the Yid, it's mutter. But this seems to contradict the Braisa. So now we have to understand, how else can we learn Pshat? And according to this, we can't learn like Tosfos either. Because Tosfos learns that the Mishnah is talking in the case where the Mefteach and the Chosim is in the hands of the Yid. And therefore we don't connect the Reisha and the Sefer. But according to the Ran, it says that from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it, obviously the Mishnah is talking in a case where the Mefteach and the Chosim is not in the hands of the Yid. So then, how can we learn Pshat in the Mishnah? If the Ki and the Chosim are not in the hands of the Yid, and we're saying that the Reisha and the Sefer are not connected, so it comes out of the Sefer saying that just by the fact that the Goy writes, I received the money, it's enough to make it Mutter, L'chure, this contradicts the Braisa. So the Ran brings a third Pshat in the name of the Raivet. The Raivet says that the Reisha and the Sefer are two separate cases. The Reisha is saying that as long as it's open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Yidin pass by, it's mutter. And this is not if he wrote to him, I received the money, even if he didn't write it. And even if he doesn't hold the key and the chosen. But as long as the Yid locked it, then we say that we're not afraid that the Goy will touch it. Because since it's open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the only way the Goy could get in is through that entrance, or since the Yid locks it, even though he doesn't have the key, but still, if the Goy is going to want to enter, he'll have to enter through that side, and it's open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where Yidin pass by, he will be afraid to touch it. He'll be saying that Mistama Yid will see me, and therefore, we say that he probably didn't touch it in the smutter. That's the Pshat in the Reisha. Then the Sefer is a separate deen. That if the guy writes to the Yid that I received the money from you, that's another reason for it to be mutter. And even if the Yid doesn't have the Mefteach v'chosim, and this is even if it's not open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the question is, how does that make sense? After all, doesn't the Braisa say that if a Yid has wine in the reshut of a goy, and the Yid doesn't live together with the goy in that reshut, then if he doesn't have the key or the chosim, it is also. Why does the Mishnah say it's mutter? So the Ran says, we'll have to say that the Mishnah is talking in a case where it's open to a movoy, which is open to a side street. And that's why it is mutter without him holding the Mefteach v'chosim. And the pshat in the hemshich of the Mishnah would be as follows. First, the Mishnah says that if it's open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's mutter. Then the Mishnah continues, even if it's not open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's another way it could be mutter. If the goy writes, I receive the money, but at least it's open to a mavet. So it's not as good as being open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But as long as it's open to a mavet, to a side street, there's still a possibility that a Yid will see him do it. And therefore, just by being open to the mavet, it's not enough. Because it's only a side street. But if you combine the two, it's open to a mavoi plus the goy writes to him that I received the money for the wine and it's your wine, so then it's mutter. When the Braisa says that it's only mutter if the Yid is holding the Mefteach v'chosim, that's the case where it's not even open to a mavoi either. It's not open to anywhere. It's completely locked. So then the only way it's mutter is if the Yid has the Maseich HaChayt. So it comes out that according to this chat, there are three possible Hetedim. Or only if it's open to the Rabbi or Yidin pass by. Or if it's open to a Mavui, together with the fact that the Goy writes the Meshtar, that it's as if I receive the money for the wine, it's your wine. Or even if it's not open to a Mavui, if it's completely closed, but if the Eid has the key or the chaysim, then it's also mutter. And another pshat that Ran says is that the difference between the second case of the Mishnah and the later Braise is that in the Braise, the Goy himself lives in that chotzer where the wine is. So there we're afraid maybe the Goy is going to touch it, and the only way it's mutter is if the Eid is holding the Mefteach HaChaysim. But in the Mishnah, we're talking in the case where the Goy himself doesn't live in that chutzah. And the only way for the Goy to touch it is if he's going to have to come from someplace else and enter and touch it. So here we say that as long as he wrote to the Yid that I received the money and the mail of the wine belongs to the Yid, we don't suspect that he's going to come from someplace else and enter here and touch the wine. And therefore, even if the Yid doesn't have the Mefteach HaChaysim, and even if it's not open to the Rishus HaRabim and not even open to a Mavui, it is also mutter because the Goy doesn't live there. But towards the end, the Ran himself says that the best pshat is the Rabbi Datan's pshat. That really the Mishnah is talking in a case where he is holding the Mefteach HaChaysim. And if he is holding the Mefteach HaChaysim, then, or if it's open to the Rosh Hashanah together with the Mefteach HaChaysim is enough, or if he writes to him his Kabbalti Mimcho HaMoes together with the Mefteach HaChaysim is enough. And that's how the Mishnah doesn't contradict the Braise, because the Braise, where it says that he has to hold the Mefteach HaChaysim, is talking in the case, even where it's the Yid's wine, and that's exactly like the safe of the Mishnah, that when the Goy writes to the Yid, I receive the money, the Mela, the wine belongs to the Yid. In addition to that, you have to have the Mefteach HaChaysim. The question we asked before, that the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Mefteach HaChaysim, and that Lechura seems to show that the Mishnah is talking in a case where he's not holding Mefteach HaChaysim. So the Ran says that Bechlau, we see that in the Mishnah this is never mentioned. So obviously for some reason the Mishnah takes it for granted that everyone understands that he must have the Mefteach HaChaysim. The Mishnah is just saying that in addition to this, which everyone understands, still if it's wine of a Goy, you must make sure that it's open to the Rosh HaRabim, or make sure that it's as if the wine belongs to the Yid, and that is by the Goy writing to the Yid his Kabbalti Mimchomoyes. So the Mishnah is just trying to tell us what is the difference between wine of a Yid and wine of a Goy. That wine of a Goy, if the Yid wants to make it kosher, it has to be open to the Rosh HaRabim, or consider it as if it's the wine of a Yid by writing his Kabbalti Mimcho. But the fact that you have to have the Mefteach HaChaysim, that's an understood thing that the Mishnah doesn't even go into. And now we'll continue with the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that the wine has to be open to the Rosh HaRabim, but it's only good if it's a city where Yidden and Goyim live. But if it's a city where only Goyim live, and even if it's open to the Rosh HaRabim, it doesn't help. Why? Because there is no Yid that the Goy should be afraid of him to touch the wine. And the Gemara asks, Be'ir shekulayv tekichavim name, even in a city where it's only Goyim, don't we have the peddlers that go around in the cities? We know that Ezra was Masakin, that peddlers should constantly go around the city in order to sell jewelry and makeup, that the woman should be able to buy makeup to look nice for her husband. And since this is something that's always done, and these peddlers were Yidden, so even if it's a city where only Goyim live, but still Yidden pass by, these peddlers. So if it's open to the street, even if it's a city where only Goyim live, it still should be mutter because the Goy is afraid to touch the wine because of these Jewish peddlers. And even though the reason for the takana that the peddler should pass by the city is in order for the Jewish women, as we said before, to always have makeup, so the chura, they only come to the cities where Jews live. Now, since we're talking about a city which only Goyim live, so the Jewish peddlers wouldn't come there. So Tosfos says, but nevertheless, they pass by the cities of the Goyim. So the Gemara's question is, that since the Jewish peddlers pass by, so even if it's a city full of Goyim, the wine should be mutter if it is open to the Rosh HaRabim. And the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel said, Be'ir sheyeshlad l'saim u'briach. We're talking in a city which has doors and bolts, and which means that they can't just enter, they have to have permission to enter. So since they get permission, so everyone knows that they come, so the Goy will know when the Yid is there, so at that moment he won't touch it. But he knows that any other time, there is no Yid in the city, and then we're afraid he might touch the wine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Chaloin, a window, kireshus harabim dami, is like the street. And Rashi explains that, what does that mean? That even if it's a house which is not open to the Rosh HaRabim, but it is open to the yard, but there is a window that's in the yard open to the Rosh HaRabim, right across the entrance of the house, so then it's as if the house itself is open to the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore it is mutter. That's one pshat Rashi says. Another pshat that Rashi says is that the case here is that it's not open to the Rishus Rabbim, but there is a window in the house of a Yid which is open right in front of the entrance of the house of the Goy. So this has the same din of the Rishus Rabbim, because the Goy will be afraid to touch the wine. He'll always be afraid. Maybe the Yid that lives in the house, which has a window open to his house, will be looking at the time when he's touching, and therefore we're not afraid that the Goy will touch him. And also the Gemara says, Va'ashpe ki reshus rabim damin, the place where you dump the garbage is also like a reshus rabim, which means that if the reshus of the Goy, where the wine is right in front of an ashpo, it is mutter, has the same thing like reshus rabim, because people stand on the place of the ashpo, so the Goy is always afraid, maybe the moment he'll touch the wine, there will be a Yid standing on the ashpo and you will see him do it. Also, Va'dikle ki reshus rabim damin, if there is a palm tree in front of the entrance to the reshus where the wine is, it has the same thing like reshus rabim, because a Yid could climb up on the palm tree to take the fruit off, so at that moment he might see the Goy touch the wine, so the Goy is always afraid to touch the wine, maybe a Yid will be there. And the Gemara says, if the top of the palm tree was chopped off, which means now there is no reason for a person to climb the tree to take the fruit off because there is no fruit there. So there's a machlokes between Ravach and Ravine concerning this din. Chad Oser, one of them said it's Oser, the Chad Shori, one of them said it's Mutz. Mando said, "One says it's Oser." He says, "Because Loma lay the salikosam, the Goy thinks in his mind, why should the Yid go up on the tree? And therefore, he says, assumes probably the Yid will never go up there, so he's not afraid to touch the wine." Well, Mando Shori, the one that says it's mutter, because he says the Goy thinks, "Zina the of the lay behema, maybe sometimes the Yid will lose the behema. The salik, he will go up on the tree, the Yunibasra, to look after it. He'll go on top of the tree to see where his behema is." So you can never know when a Yid will climb the tree. And therefore, the Goy is always afraid to touch the wine, and that's why the wine is mutter. It's interesting to note that when the Gemara answers concerning the question that we asked, that even in a city that's full of Goyim, after all there are peddlers who come in, why shouldn't the wine be mutter? And the Gemara answers that we're talking in a city that has Lasayim Ubriach, which means it has doors and bolts, and that's why it is Oser. And Rashi explained that the reason was because then the people of the city know whenever a Reichel comes in, so the Goy will be careful when the Reichel is there, and when the Reichel is not there, he won't be careful. The Ravid learns a different pshat. He learns that the city that has L'Sayim Ubriach is a Choshev city. Only the big cities had L'Sayim Ubriach. And in a big city, the peddlers would not come because they have their own peddlers in the city. That's the Gemara's answer. The question was, that why is the Goy afraid of the peddlers? So the Gemara answers, we're talking in a city where no peddlers come, because they have their own peddlers. And since it's a city of Goyim, so the peddlers in that city are also Goyim. And peddlers from the outside don't come into such a city. And therefore, there, the Goy has nothing to be afraid of. Then the Gemara says, Rabbanu learned, and this is the braise that the Gemara brings that we mentioned earlier before, pshat in the Mishnah, that causes the whole confusion whether the Mishnah is talking with Mifteach v'chayisna b'yad Yisrael or not. The Braita says, Echad HaLekeach, whether one buys, Ve'echad HaSoicher, or you rent, buy is a house, V'chatzei Reshalei V'tichovim, in the yard of a Goy, U'milohu Yayin, and he filled up his house full of wine, the Yisrael Dor Bo'is HaChotzer, and the Yid lives in that Chotzer. The way they used to have the setup of the houses in those days was that you would have a Movu, you would have a street, and the side of the street was full of Chatzeres, and in each Chotzer there were a few houses. So what he says here is, if a Yid rents a house in a chotzer of a Goy, and he fills up his house with wine, so if another Yid, or the same Yid, lives also in that chotzer, mutter. So then the wine is mutter, even if the key and the seal, or the pshat is the key, or the seal are in the hands of the Yid. Even if he doesn't have it, but as long as there's a Yid living there, so this Yid guards the wine that the Goy shouldn't touch it. But the chotzer acheres, if the Yid lives in another chotzer, and in this chotzer, no Yid lives. So it comes out that there is wine of a Yid, the house of a Yid, in the chotzer of a Goy. So then it's mutter, but behushim mefteach v'chayisim b'yodeh. It's mutter only if the key and the seal are in the hands of the Yid. But otherwise it is asur, because there is no one there to watch the Goy from touching the wine. Then it continues, Amatar yeinish lezik yechovim b'shusoy, if a Yid is trying to work with wine of a Goy, and it remains in the reshus of the Goy, and the Yid wants to make it so that the Yid should be able to buy it, the Yisrael dor be'ois ha-chotzer, and the Yid lives in that chotzer where the wine is made, mutter it is mutter, but v'hushim if they have a chosim be'odeh, but that's only if the key and the chosim are in his hands. Because here we're talking in a case where the wine is the Goy's. So here, even if a Yid lives in that chotzer, still he has to have the Mifteach HaChosen. The previous case was where it's the Yid's wine, and it's in the Yid's Rishus. So there, if a Yid lives in the chotzer, you don't have to have the Mifteach HaChosen. But now we're speaking about wine of a Goy, and it's in the Rishus of the Goy. So here, even if a Yid lives in the chotzer, still it's only Mutter if the Yid has the Mifteach HaChosen. Oh, my lady, Rabbi Yochanan Latane, Rabbi Yochanan said to one that was learning, Kani, learn like this. That if the Yid lives in that chotzer, so even if he doesn't have the Mifteach HaChosen, it's also mutter. B'chotzer acheres, if the Yid lives in another chotzer, osir af al pi shemifteach HaChosen b'yodei. So then it's osir even if the Yid has the key and the chosen, because there is no Yid in that chotzer to watch it. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. But the Chachamim say it's osir unless there is a guard sitting and watching. Or the one that's appointed to watch will come. The one that's appointed to come from time to time. Now, the word lekitzin means that he has a set time when he comes. But that lechura is not a reason to be mutter, but it's a reason to be osir. Because if we know that he comes certain times, then any other time we don't expect him to come. So we're afraid that the goy will touch it. And the Gemara will later ask, why is it better if he comes lekitzin than if he wouldn't come lekitzin? But really what the Braita is saying here, the way the Rabbi Yochanan said it, that the Chachamim say it's osir unless there's someone watching. Or the Memuna will come who is supposed to watch it. But it is not clear in the Braita concerning which case the Chachamim argue. Because we have here a few cases, and the Chachamim just say that it's osir unless there is someone watching. And the Gemara will now go into trying to figure out which case the Chachamim argue on Reb Meir. The Gemara asks Chachamim, ahai. The Chachamim, on which case do they go? Ilei ma'aseife, if you're going to say, they go on the seife, the last case. The last case was that if the Yid does not live in the chotzer of the Goy, it is osir even if the Yid has the key. And that's what the Chachamim come and say, that it's osir unless there's someone watching. So then it's the same thing. The first time, the mayor also said it's osir. So we can't say the Chachamim are arguing on the second case, because they're not arguing, they're saying the same thing. The mayor said, if the Yid lives in another chotzer, it's always osir, even if he has a key. Then the Chachamim come and say that it's osir unless there's someone watching. It's the same thing, because definitely, according to the mayor, if someone watches, it's mutter. So really it's the same thing, so we can't say that the Chachamim, their words apply to the Sefer of the Braisa. Ve'elo areisha the Sefer. So therefore we must say that where do they argue in the first part of the Sefer? And that is the case where it's wine of a Goy, that's in the Rishus of the Goy, but a Yid does live in that yard. And it's said in the Braisa, in the case like the Smuter, as long as the Yid has the Mifteach and the Chosim B'yodai. And that's what the Chachamim come and say, that no, even if the Yid has the Mifteach and Chosim B'yodai, it's still not Mutter unless there is a Yid watching it. But if we're going to say that, well, come a later Rabbi Yochanan Latane, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say to the Tane, to me that you have to learn the Braisa different. At Afa Pishay Mifteach and Chosim B'yodai. That Reb Meir holds that it's Mutter even if he doesn't have the Mifteach and Chosim B'yodai. Which means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he knows for sure that this case is a case which is very lenient. That's why Rabbi Yochanan changed it. Because originally in the Braisa it said that in this case it's mutter if he has a Mefteach v'choysen b'yodah. Came Rabbi Yochanan and said, no, that's wrong. You have to say that according to Rabbi Meir, even if he doesn't have the Mefteach v'choysen b'yodah, it's still mutter. Obviously Rabbi Yochanan holds that this is a very lenient case. So how can we say that the Chachamim argue here and say that it's never mutter, even in this case, unless there is a shem? So we can't say that that's what the Chachamim argue. The Elo HaSeifa the Reisha. So we must say that it's on the Seifa of the Reisha, which is the case when the wine belongs to a Yid, and the Yid lives in another yard, that the Yid is not in the chotzer of the wine. So the Braisa said that if the Mifteach and the Chosim is in his hands, it is mutter, because since it's the wine, it belongs to a Yid, the Goy will be afraid to touch it, because the Yid who lives in the other yard might see it, since the wine belongs to the Yid. So it said in the Braisa that the wine is mutter if the Mifteach and Chosim is the Yodai. The comment on the comment, the Tanakhama says, Bechotzer acheres mutter, Behush Mifteach and Chosim be Yodai, that if the Yid lives in another chotzer, it is mutter, as long as the Mifteach and Chosim are in his hands. So the Chachamim Oimim, and that the Chachamim say, that La'oilam Osir, it's always Osir, Ache Yehei Shomer Yoshev Mishamer, unless there is a Shomer who sits and watches. Oi, Ache Yovei Memunah Bolikitin. Or, if the Memunah, the one that's appointed to watch it, who comes in a certain set times, when he will come, when he will. So if he comes, so that then the wine is Mutter. The Gemara asks, Memunah Bolikitin Greisehu. He said that one of the things that makes it Mutter, if the Memunah, the watchman, who comes in certain set times will come. So then it's mutter, but this makes it worse, because since he comes set times, so the goy knows when he comes, and therefore, when he will come, when he will expect him to come, he won't touch it. But any other time, he knows he's not going to come, so he might touch it. Elo, therefore, he must say, Achiyavei memunah she'ein ebolekitzi. Unless the memunah comes, a person who doesn't come in certain set times, he could come any time. So then, the goy is always afraid to touch it, because he never knows when the memunah will come. So this is like a shomer who is yotzei v'nichnas, and that's the only time it's mutter. But if there is no shomer there, the Chachamim say, that since the Yid lives in Chaser Acheres, even if he has the Meftei of Achoyis and Beyodai, according to the Chachamim, it is us. Now concerning the Etzem Dina, the Mishnah says, that if you have a shomer that's there, it is mutter, and the shomer doesn't have to sit there the whole time and watch, but it's enough if he's a yotzei v'nichnas. So Tosfos asked the Kasha Lechura, the Mishnah didn't have to say it. It's self-understood from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning that if it's in the Rishus of the Goy, but it's open to the Rishus Arabim, where Goyim and Yidin live, it's mutter, because the Goy will be afraid to touch it, knowing that a Yidin might happen to pass by and see him touch it. So we see clearly from there that you don't have to have a Yid constantly looking at the Goy to see he doesn't touch it. The fact that a Yid is able to pass by is enough to make it mutter. So it's self-understood that when you have the Shomer there, the Shomer doesn't have to sit and watch the Goy the whole time. If he just yotzei v'nichnas, then the Goy wouldn't touch it. He's always afraid maybe the Yid will watch him. So even if the Mishnah would not mention that the Shomer doesn't have to sit there the whole time, but yotzei v'nichnas is enough, we would understand that from the beginning of the Mishnah, where it says that if it's open to the Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter. And there definitely it doesn't mean that the Yid will watch him the whole time, but just that Yidin from time to time pass by. And Tosfos says that if the Mishnah wouldn't say it, we wouldn't know it. We would think that when there are many Yidin, so then it's enough if the Yidin just pass by. But when there's a Shomer that's watching, there's only one Yid there, so if he's not sitting and watching the whole time, maybe the guy wouldn't be afraid. He would take a chance. In the case where there are many people, so he would be afraid to take a chance because there are so many Yidin around, you could never know, a Yid might walk by and look at him. But in the case where there's only one Yid, so he might take a chance when the Yid is not there to touch it. He might happen to come in, so we're afraid maybe he'll take a chance. So we would think at this case it's also, unless the Yid watches the whole time. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us that even if you have one Shomer, it's enough if he's a yotzei v'nichnas. Then the Gemara continues. It said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon and Lozer, Reb Shimon and Lozer says, Reshus of the Kichovim Achasi. The Reshus of Goyim is one. Iboy Elohu. There was a question asked, Reb Shimon and Lozer, Lahokaloi Lahachmir. Reb Shimon and Lozer, when he says, the Reshus of Goyim is one, did he come to be Mekel? Is he making the Din more lenient? Or is he being Machmir? Is he making the Din more strict? And the Gemara will explain exactly what it means, lahokel or lahachmir. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda amr zeire lahokel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of zeire that Rabbi Shimon and Lazar came to be mekel. Rabbi Nachman amr zeire lahachmir. Rabbi Nachman said in the name of zeire that he comes to be machmir. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda amr zeire lahokel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of zeire that Rabbi Shimon and Lazar came to be mekel. Is a pshat like this? Hocha kavet anakame. This is what this anakame says. Keshem shebishusay osur, kach bishusay vikichovim achanam osur. That just like if the wine remains in the rishus of the guy that owns it, it is osir, unless it's open to the rishus rabim or the other conditions. The same is if it doesn't remain in the rishus of the owner. If it's taken to the rishus of another guy, it's the same din, it's also osir. Why? The chashin and the gaimli. Because we're afraid that one will do a favor to the other. Which means that even though we're not afraid that the other guy will touch it, but we're afraid that the owner will come to the other guy's house and he will touch it. And we're not afraid that the second guy, the one that the wine is in his reshus, will come and tell that the other guy touched it, because he'll gonna want that if ever happens to him, that the other guy shouldn't tell on him. That ever his wine will be put in the other guy's reshus, and he will want to touch it, so the other guy won't tell on him. Each one will do a favor to the other. So he says, we're afraid of that. And therefore, even if it was taken away from the reshus of the owner, the guy, it was put into the reshus of another guy, and the other guy set aside a corner for the wine which belongs to the Yid, we're still afraid that the owner will come and touch it, and the guy in whose reshus it is will not tell. That's the opinion of Tanakam. The Pshimin Lazarinus, the Pshimin Lazar comes and says, that it's not true. That when is the deen that the wine is ushered only if it remains in the reshus of the guy who is the owner of the wine? But in the reshus of another guy, it is mutter. Because we are not afraid that one will cover up on the other. And therefore, the guy will be afraid to come and touch his wine in the reshus of the other guy, because he's afraid the other guy is going to tell on him. He's going to tell the Yid that this guy came and touched it. And according to this, the way we have to learn the pshat in the words of Reb Shimon and Lozer is that not it was a statement, but it was like a question asked. What he said was, Rishus loyv dekechovim achasi, is the Rishus of all goyim one. They're two separate Rishuyas. And therefore, only in the Rishus of the owner it is otzer. But in the Rishus of another goy, it's another Rishus and it's mutter. This is the way the Yehuda said in the name of the Ere Pshat and Epshim and Elozer. That Nachman no Mezire lahachmir. Reb Nachman said in the name of Zira that Reb Shimon Lozer came to be Machmir. The Hocha Komet Anakamet, this is what the Tanakamet said, the first opinion, that Ahmed Varem Amurim Bershusay. That the Tanakamet said, that if the Goy has the wine in his Rishus, it is Osir. Unless those conditions mentioned in the Mishneh, the Tanakamet meant only if it's left in his Rishus, in the Rishus of the owner. Abel Bershusay Vetichavi Machar, but if it was put in the Rishus of another Goy, it is Mutter. That's the Tanakama held the Loich Hashinim Lagoyim. Tanakama holds we are not afraid that one will do a favor to the other and cover up on the other. And if Shimon Lazar Aymer, if Shimon Lazar comes and says, call Rishus Oivet Kichovim Achasi, all the Rishuyas of all Goyim are one. And according to this shot, he said it as a statement, not as a question. He said a statement that the Rishuyas of all Goyim are one, and therefore it makes no difference whether it's left in the Rishus of the owner or it's put in the Rishus of another Goy. We're always afraid of the Goyim, we're afraid that one Goy will cover up on the other, and therefore we're afraid that the owner will come to the other Goy and touch his wine. And the other guy will not tell, and therefore it is also even if it's in the reshus of another guy, unless it has the conditions as the Mishnah says. And the Gemara says, Tanyik Vosad Reb Nachman, Nomer Zira Lachmir. We learn in the Braise, which is like Reb Nachman said in the name of Zira, that Reb Shimon and Lozer is Machmir. Because it says in the Braise, that Omer Reb Shimon and Lozer, Reb Shimon and Lozer said, Kol Rishus Oivdik Yichovim Achasi, all the Rishus of Goyim are one, Mipnei Aramoyim, because of the cheaters. So we see clearly that his statement is a statement lachmir, because he gives the reason in the Braise because of the cheater, which means we're afraid that one guy is going to cover up on the other. Really, the guy is going to cheat, but the other guy will not tell, will cover up, because, as we said before, of Goimlin, because he wants that if it will ever happen to him, the other guy should cover up on him. And that's why it is also, even if it's in the Rishus of another guy. But in this Braise, there's no other way to learn. In the way the Braise puts it, you can't learn that Reb Shimon Lozer was Mekel. So here we see that Reb Nachman, the name of Zira, who said that Reb Shimon Lozer is Machmir, is right. Then the Gemara continues that they parzik rufile, that Yidden once bought grapes by Parzik, who was the king's field marshal. Oisivu chamre gabarisayu, and the Yidden put the wine that they squeezed in the reshus of the workers of Parzik, the field marshal of the king. So Rabbonin came to Rava Lameimis, the Rabbonin who was sitting in front of Rava, wanted to say that in this case it should be mutter. And the reason is, even though we said before, and according to Reb Shimon and Elozer, even if it's put in the reshus of another guy, it is also osur. So they thought that in this case it should be mutter. Why? Ki chashinin l'goyin, when are we afraid that one guy will cover up on the other guy? Hanimila, that is only heichad kamaisiv hai gabahai. When one will put by the other. In other words, which means when we have two equal goyim, so we're afraid one goy will cover up on the other goy, because he'll want that whenever he'll want the other goy to cover up on him, he'll do the same. So that's where we're afraid of goyim. But here, kiven darise lav darke lo aisuve be parzikerufile. But in this case, with the workers, it is not the debtor that they will put anything in the reshus of parzikerufile. Here, it is hard to say that they'll ever want that Parzike, the field marshal of the king, would have to cover up on them, because they will put something by him and they will want him to lie for them, because they are his workers. So it's not common that this will ever happen. So therefore, in this case, the goyimlin loy chashinim, we're not afraid, the goyimlin, we're not afraid that they will cover up on him, because they have no reason for it, because it will never come that they would expect him to cover up on them. And therefore, it should be mutter. Omer luhu Rav, and Rav said to them, Adarab, on the contrary, afil ul man domer loy chashinim legoimlin, even according to the man domer, who normally is not afraid legoimlin, the chachamim, who normally are not afraid legoimlin, and they say if it's put in another goy's rishus, it is mutter. In this case, they would also admit it's also. Because Hanimila, when do we say that we're not afraid legoimlin, heichad aloy mirsasmanay, when this goy is not afraid of the other goy? There we say, why should he have to lie for the other guy? He's not afraid of him. But here, the workers of the field marshal of the king, since they are afraid of him, they would cover up on him and they would protect him. So here, everyone would agree that we're afraid that they're going to lie on his behalf, and therefore we're afraid maybe he came there and he touched the wine, and therefore the wine is off. Then the Gemara continues, Ahu Krocha, there was this big city, Tave Yosef Bei Chamre de Yisrael, that there was wine there that belonged to Eden. Ishtakach Oivet Yichov Navakoyer Bein Adane, and they found the goy standing amongst the jars. So Omar Allah Sarava said like this, Im Nit Pesalov Kiganev Chamre Shorit. If it's a case that this person would have been arrested had the government found him touching the jars, because they would suspect him of stealing, then the wine is mutter. Then we assume he probably didn't touch it, because he'd be afraid to touch it, because just in case they would catch him and he would be arrested for it. The Eloi, but if he's a person that is not afraid that he would be arrested, in other words, he's an important person, or whatever reason, he is not afraid that he would be arrested because they wouldn't arrest him. If he would touch it, then also the wine is also, because we are afraid maybe he touched it, and therefore the wine is also. Hadin Allah Rabbi Shmuel, Hadin Allah Rabbi Shmuel, Hadin Allah Rabbi Shmuel. Sorry, Chalas Apoyah, Lachas Ima B'yai Nesach, Chorayot. From this Lashon where the Gemara says that there was the city that Jewish wine was there, in Mashma Taisa says that the wine was in the street, and also that there were wine of Goyim there. The Mele, just for the fact that a Goy was standing there, he wouldn't have been arrested. The only thing he could have been arrested for was for touching it. And nevertheless, the din is that the wine is mutter, because since he could have been arrested for touching it, we assume that he probably didn't touch it, even though he had a right to enter that area. But since if he would have touched it, he would have been arrested, so we say he's afraid to touch it, and therefore the wine is mutter. And then Toys of Akasha, it says in the next Perek and Afayin, there was this house that had wine of a Yid, and they found a Goy there. The Rav said that if the Goy has an excuse why he is there, then the wine is offered. But if he doesn't have an excuse why he's there, the wine is mutter. Because if he doesn't have an excuse, that means that he's afraid to touch it, because he was afraid the whole time. What happens if they catch him? He won't have an excuse. So we assume he didn't touch it. But if he has an excuse, then we say he probably touched it, not being afraid, because he has an excuse to give why he is there. So l'chaura, who cares if he has an excuse? But still, nitfasol kiganev, since if he would be found touching it, he would have been arrested. So even if he has an excuse, still it should be mutter. And Taisa says, because there the wine was in the house. In the house, you could get in, so he's not really afraid. And therefore, we're afraid he is menasech, even if he is nitzatot giganet. Since he only would be arrested for touching it, and since it's inside, for going in, he would not be arrested. So we assume maybe he touched it. But if it would be a case where he wouldn't even be allowed to go in, and just for going in he could be arrested, there we would say that even if he has an excuse, still the wine would be mutter, because we are sure that he didn't touch it, because he was afraid that he would be arrested. Now that we finish the Perek, Rashi comes out with a maskana, with a halacha that's taken out after we learned the whole Perek. And this is obviously according to the way Rashi learned all the different pieces of the Gemara that we learn in this Perek. And Rashi says like this, the maskana of the Gemara is as follows. If a goy touches wine, and he is meshachshich, and he splashes around, even if he didn't pour it for avodah zarah, that is aser bahanoah. He can't have any use from it. If he does it without kavanah, for instance, he didn't know it's wine, so then you can't drink it, but it's still mutter bahanoah. If the goy intended to take something else out from the wine, but didn't intend bechlal to touch the wine, then it's also mutter bahanoah. If a goy touched the wine ayidei davar achas through something else, for instance, with a rod or something like that, so we understand that he probably meant davar achar. He didn't mean to touch the wine, but he meant something else. For instance, if he measured it with the rod, or he tried to take the insect out of the wine with the rod, so then it's mutter bahanoah. If he did it with kavanah, but we don't know what his kavanah was, then it's also bahanoah. If it was just koichai shalakum, if the guy didn't touch it, but it was his power that directly caused the movement of the wine, so if it's b'chiburin, if it is connected to him, for instance, if he is emptying it out, and he knows that it's wine, then it's also b'hanoah. If he doesn't know it's wine, then it's mutter, you could even drink it. If it is shalai b'chiburin, which means it is his koyach, he caused the movement of the wine, but when it caused the movement, it was already not connected to him. For instance, if he threw something at the wine, and it's mutter even to drink. And even if he was mechav, as the klal was said by the Vashe, that kol shebezov toher, boivet kechovim eina oisi yainesech. And then it says, kach higia harav, upasak halacha l'maiseh. This is the way Vashe was magia, and this is the way he paskund halacha l'maiseh. Concerning what the Gemara said before, that it doesn't have to be opened after to the Rosh Hasharabim, but if it's open to the Ashpo, it's just as the Rosh Hasharabim. Or if it's open to a Dekel, it's like a Rosh Hasharabim, because the guy is always afraid. Maybe a Yid will climb up the Dekel and he'll see what he was doing. Then the Gemara said, what happens if the top of the Dekel is chopped off and there is no fruit there anymore? Do we still say that the goy is afraid or not? And the Gemara says that there's a machloikis between Rav Acha and Ravine. One of them says osir, and one of them says muter. And the Gemara gave the reason why it should be osir, and the reason why we should say it's muter. So the Ran says that the paskin b'chol atzayir kula, that whenever there's a machloikis between Ravine and Rav Acha, we know that always Rav Acha is the one that's machmir, and Ravine is the one that's mekel. And the klal is that we always paskin like Ravine l'kula. In other words, in the case where the top of the dekel is chopped off, then the psak thing would be that it is mutter, because we do say a guy is afraid that the yid might climb up and will look in. But then the Ran says that the Ravid writes that this whole din that we say, that if there is an ashpit there, or there is a dekel there, or as the Gemara said, there is a chalim there, a window there, it is mutter, this is only during the day. But at night, the only way it's mutter if he sleeps there. And even during the day, it's only mutter if the wine was, all of the wine was standing right in front of the door. Or you could see the whole wine if you would stand on the ashpe or by the window or by the deck. But even if you would be standing there, you wouldn't see everything. So then the din would be that whatever is in front of the door that could be seen is mutter. But the rest would be osur. And the same din would apply if it's open to the Rosh Hasharabim. And if from the Rosh Hasharabim you could see all the wine, and all the wine is mutter. If you only could see some of the wine, then whatever you could see from the Rosh Hasharabim is mutter, and whatever you can't is not mutter. But then the Ran said, the zoo, chumra yiseira, this is an extra chumra. Concerning the last thing the Gemara said, that there was a city that had Yiddish wine in it, and they found a guy standing amongst the jars. So the Gemara said that Rav said that if he's mitpesal of kaganov, then the wine is mutter, but if not, the wine is osir. So we said before that means that if he's mitpesal of kaganov for touching it, and even though he has a right to go in there, but if he would be arrested just for touching it, that itself is a good enough reason to assume that he didn't touch it, and therefore the wine is mutter. And as Rashi says, mutter means even mutter to drink. But if he's not mitzvah kaganah, which means if he would not be arrested for touching it, then the wine is also even also bahanur. But the answer that others say, that when it says in the Gemara mitzvah kaganah, it doesn't mean on the touching, but it means on the entering. And if for entering he would be arrested, then the wine is mutter, because then he's definitely afraid to touch it. But if he doesn't mind to go in, which means for going in, he would not be arrested. Even if he would be arrested for the touching, then the wine is usher. Why? Because he could touch it very fast before anyone gets a chance to go in. So if the problem is that he's afraid to go in, so then definitely, if he's there, he wouldn't touch it. But if he's not afraid to go in, just to touch it, he is not afraid, because he thinks that he could do it very fast before he's caught. And therefore, even if he would be arrested for touching it, as long as he wouldn't be arrested for going in, the wine is offered.